Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola. Right now, we're pretty busy this afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's go ahead, jump into the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia commissioners are considering options that could modernize the Bay Center and possibly expand it to include an event center. Last year's facility assessment revealed the Bay Center needs millions of dollars in upgrades to remain relevant and competitive in attracting national touring and family events. The current options range from $22.3 million to $104 million in upgrades. An investigation continues into a suspected case of employee grand theft. Town of Century reported alleged employee theft with over $10,000 missing from bank deposits. Escambia deputies confirm the thefts took place between July 24, February 25. ECSO has multiple people of interest in that case. And, of course, the 2025 Sun Belt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships continue in the Bay Center. 14 Sun Belt schools are competing in the single elimination tournament.
All righty, and also wanted to keep with the local theme here. It looks like Dustin is on board, at least partially, with President Trump's name change for the Gulf. The city has adopted a new ordinance to start using the term Gulf of America in new city documents and ordinances, but are retaining historic uses of the Gulf of Mexico name. Their initial proposal had been to change the language in all ordinances, but council members opposed that and wanted to maintain their city history.
513 News Radio 92.3, FDOT provided me the latest report here on drivers needing to look out for traffic disruptions along 9th Avenue from Creighton north to Olive, Gregory from North Palafox to east to 14th, in Santa Rosa County, Highway 90 from west of Avalon to east of Stewart Street. In Gulf Breeze, the road widening project on Highway 98 east from Bayshore Drive to Portside Drive continues throughout the next couple of weeks.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Alrighty, first up, we got the U.S. Coast Guard seizing over $141 million worth of cocaine with 17 suspects facing charges. Coast Guard officials say they seized the drugs when they came in from six interceptions in the Caribbean Sea between February and March. Lieutenant Junior Grade Jesus Martinez Borges says the seizures are a testament to their continued dedication to safeguard the American people. Officials say the 17 suspects were brought ashore and faced federal prosecution in the U.S. Of course, these were found in South Florida.
Expect an economic impact study about the future property taxes here in Florida. Lawmakers have proposed a series of measures that would ask voters in 2026 to expand the homestead property tax exemption. Most lawmakers say a final proposal won't happen this year.
And tens of thousands of Florida's most popular sport fish species have been released in Biscayne Bay. Captain Rick Murphy, host of the Florida Insider Fishing Report, says they released a juvenile farm-raised redfish into the waters of Matheson Hammock Park. The release is part of an ongoing effort to fight the species' decreasing population along Florida's east coast.
Okay, young LGBTQ people in Florida don't feel accepted. No, it's the findings from the Trevor Project report. They conducted a survey finding 69% say they or their family members have considered moving out of Florida because of LGBTQ-related politics and laws in the state. It wasn't clear where they were actually considering moving to. Never brought that up.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fox.
Your paradise is hard to match sometimes, you know.
I suppose so. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on Palafox Street. By the way, we had a texter. You can always text in 850-437-1620. They dropped in letting us know. The reason why Palafox is sometimes backed up heading towards Olive is because there's construction.
Okay.
Going on there.
Well, thank
you. That's causing some backups. Also, on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess, we've got some issues there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 65 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Saturday and Sunday going to be warmer, highs into low 70s, with very severe chances of rainfall ranging anywhere from 60 to 90% throughout the weekend.
Okay, busy today. It is a busy Friday. Thank you for having us on. We appreciate that. The Department of Homeland Security is ending collective bargaining for TSA officers. Now, DHS confirmed the TSA has more people doing full-time union work rather than performing screening functions at 86% of U.S. airports. A recent survey found more than 60% of poor performers are allowed to stay employed and, not surprisingly, continue to not perform.
All right. My goodness.
Not much to say on that one.
Yeah, no, nothing good at least. And flags are flying at half staff in memory of former Florida Congressman Lincoln Diaz Ballart. He represented South Florida for nearly two decades in Congress following stints in the Florida House and Senate. He died on Monday at the age of 70. Governor Ron DeSantis ordered the flags to remain lowered until sunset today at the state capitol in Tallahassee and all local and state buildings, installations, and grounds throughout Miami-Dade County.
Okay, let me take care of this real quick here. Markets end up ending the week of stock swings. Tom Graham has the numbers.
Stocks ending higher for the day, but suffered a brutal week of losses. On Friday, investors weighed trade uncertainty, jobs data, and comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. During a speech for the U.S. monetary policy, Powell said the central bank was seeking greater clarity on President Trump's policies before making its next move on interest rates. On the job front, hiring picked up during February from the previous month. However, the growth missed economists' expectations. 151,000 new positions were created, while the unemployment rate rose slightly to 4.1%. The Dow winners, IBM, McDonald's, Amgen. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Goldman Sachs, and Boeing. Take a look at Wall Street by the numbers. The Dow up 223 points. The Nasdaq up 127. S&P up 32. Tom Graham, Fox News.
All righty. And Chris, we also have a bit of an update on the jobs report, don't we? Because I know Trump was touting this, but it didn't turn out to be as grand as we had at one point thought, correct?
No, yeah, you're right. The latest job report showing some good news there, Austin, for the U.S. economy. But all in all, still questionable. Here is the latest from Edward Lawrence.
The jobs report is exactly what the Federal Reserve wants to see. The unemployment rate remains at their neutral rate. 151,000 jobs created was in the range the Fed was looking for. And that means the signal is no rate cuts, but status quo for the next meeting. Now, the glaring part of this jobs report is that the government sector did not lead the hiring. In fact, federal government lost 10,000 jobs historically. This tracks with a Trump administration, because when you look at government hiring from state, local, and federal under the first Trump administration, the government lost 623,000 jobs from 2017 to 2020. Under the Biden administration, the government sector added 1.8 million jobs from 2021 to 2024.
All righty, 518 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. Chris, you got to sit down with Don Shepherd from the National Weather Service regarding the weekend forecast. Just a bit of a look ahead for you. As we said, we got some of that rainfall coming in. Quite a shame over this busy weekend, but we'll get details on it coming up in just a few minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
The cost of health care is all in the news.
Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
5:23, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Friday afternoon, feeling pretty darn good about that. Thank you so much for having us on today. You know, I framed the weather forecast like this when we first came in. Clouds moving in tonight, then rain throughout the weekend. They backed off on some of these percentages, and I'm going to go to Don Shepherd right now. He's with the National Weather Service over in Mobile, and this is the guy that knows what's going on. Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing today?
Doing just great. Hey, thanks for your time. I know it was a last-minute request to get you on this afternoon, but what we wanted to do, for the past couple of days, we were saying, you know, Saturday's going to look like a real washout here. We have a couple of major events that are happening in the Pensacola area. We have, of course, the Sun Belt Conference tournament going on at the Bay Center, and then we have the McGuire's Run tomorrow morning, the 5K run. So a lot of folks out on the streets, and they want to know, where's the rain, or if it's going to happen at what time, and just so they can plan their day a little bit better?
Yeah, we are still looking at some rain tomorrow. It looks like it would be more likely as you look into the afternoon and evening hours and overnight in the Sunday morning. Even during the day Sunday, we've got a cold front that's going to move down into the area, and then a little area of surface low pressure going to develop along the Gulf Coast or maybe just offshore, but the models kind of vary on that. But where that low develops is going to kind of dictate how much rain, where the rain will be, and then, of course, if there would be any severe weather with it as well.
You know, we're watching the forecasters and watching the percentages kind of ramp up. It looks like you ramped up the Sunday profile a little bit more for precip. Is that right?
Yeah, that's actually the day that it looks like late Saturday night into Sunday that the actual low pressure, whatever it develops and wherever it is, kind of comes across the area. So the rain chances are a little bit higher into the Sunday, the early Sunday time frame, and really like Saturday night. The day on Saturday, you can expect some showers and maybe some thunderstorms, but the main rain chances with the highest pops, which are, you know, 80-90%, would be Saturday evening and early Sunday. And then by Sunday afternoon, it begins to taper off a little bit.
And we're speaking to Don Shepherd from the National Weather Service this afternoon over Mobile. Okay, I know you guys have a crystal ball over there in kind of figuring these things out. What's the week forecast looking for? What can we look forward to starting our Monday workday?
Well, Monday workday looks pretty good. No chances of rain will be greatly diminished by Monday. And in fact, Tuesday and Wednesday or so of next week look to be really good. Nice days. We're going to be warming up quite a bit. No rain. Daytime highs will be in the low to mid 70s both of those days, and maybe on Wednesday even some upper 80s inland. Not so much there in the Pensacola area, but inland. But the dew points will be rather low, so it'd be, you know, a fairly nice, comfortable spring days on Tuesday and Wednesday. Overnight lows only in the upper 40s to low 50s. The next rain chance actually looks like it will be coming in to the area on Wednesday night into Thursday, and then another system Saturday night into Sunday. And that one, you know, it could be a little bit more of an intense system, and it's a little too far out to really get a handle on. You know, that's, you know, a little more than a week away. And the models, as you go out in time, you know, the accuracy decreases. But for the most part, a Wednesday night time frame in the Thursday, and then a Saturday night in the Sunday of next week. Otherwise, pretty nice in the remainder of that time frame.
There you go. What you're saying is a lot of absenteeism coming up for a lot of people working this next week.
Wednesday and Thursday do look really nice spring-type days.
Okay, Don Shepherd, National Weather Service Mobile, thank you so much for your time today, and go out and make it a great weekend.
All right, same to you. Right, have a good one.
You too. What a great guy. Don Shepherd from Mobile at the National Weather Service.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Yeah, perfect timing there. Just past 5:25. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some backups on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some issues lingering on I-10. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spot is 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Saturday and Sunday have highs in the 70s with those chances of rainfall.
Yeah, I want to throw this in here. Green flags now flying along Pensacola Beach, with calm conditions reported, but swim with usual caution and always try to swim near protected areas where the towers are. That will help out a whole bunch there. Listen, the response from law enforcement and first responders Thursday morning got a lot of attention. You're aware of this. The former NAS Pensacola commanding officer, Tim Casella, this is a smart, great guy. He said the incident brought back memories from the December 6, 2019 terrorist attack. That's when I remember meeting Kinsella on base there. Kinsella says Thursday's morning response was the product of what was learned from the attack just over 5 years ago. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. Oh, my goodness.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
And the U.S. Small Business Administration is moving its offices out of sanctuary cities. The SBA said offices in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Denver, New York, and Seattle, you know the drill, will be relocated to less costly, more accessible locations in communities that comply with federal immigration laws. And they said that under President Trump, they're committed to putting American citizens first again, starting by ensuring that zero taxpayer dollars go to fund illegal aliens.
Yeah, President Trump pretty vocal today and pretty optimistic. He's pointing to today's job report as a sign of manufacturing resurgence. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The Labor Department says employers added 151,000 jobs last month, the first full month of President Trump's second term. President Trump says he's not concerned job losses in the federal government as part of his DOGE agenda will hurt the labor market.
I think the labor market's going to be fantastic, but it's going to have high-paying manufacturing jobs as opposed to government jobs. We had too many people in government. You can't just do that.
The Labor Department says employment was up in health care, finance, and transportation. The federal government lost 10,000 jobs, the most in a single month since June 2022. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And bipartisan legislation looking to establish a nationwide response time standard for wildfires. The proposed Wildfire Response and Preparedness Act would subject all wildfires on Interior or Agricultural Department administered lands to half-hour response mandates. The National Fire Protection Association currently has a 5-minute, 20-second response time standard in place.
Okay, coming up in weeks, competitive sailing will take center stage at the Port of Pensacola. First round of the GL52 regattas get underway. Look for 6 to 8 national and international level regattas that should be planned, is planned for 2026. And that little old band from Texas is over in Mobile tonight. ZZ Top set to perform at the Sanger Theater. Show curtain rises at 8 p.m. ZZ Top, by the way, winning 3 MTV Video Music Awards and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2004.
Yeah, and they're a pretty reliable choice for bumper music as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Got our Fox News Minute coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, got our sports headlines for you, including Sun Belt Conference, men's and women's score updates. All that and more shortly.
News. I'm John Saucier, the New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner. Dr. Heather Jarrell announcing actor Gene Hackman passed away from heart disease and Alzheimer's played a role. His wife, Betsy Arakawa, died of natural causes from the respiratory disease caused by hantavirus. The medical examiner says the pills found around the wife's body did not play a role in her death.
Pills present on scene were thyroid medication, which were being taken as prescribed and is not currently a concern for a contributory cause of death.
President Trump signing an executive order establishing a Federal Reserve for digital assets like Bitcoin during the first ever White House Digital Assets Summit.
I thought it was very important that we stay in the front of this one. This is a big one. And as you know, China is pushing forward and very strongly as you...
And other crypto leaders were in attendance. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump is expected to sign an executive order today excluding certain student loan borrowers from the popular Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump accused the program of including organizations that engage in illegal or improper activities that President George W. Bush signed into law in 2007. That program allows many not-for-profit and government employees to have their federal student loans canceled after 10 years of payments. McDonald's is said to be overhauling 43,000 locations with an artificial intelligence makeover. The move comes in an effort to cut wait times and make a better experience for the customer and employee. Upgrades will start with internet-connected kitchen equipment. Stocks finished the session higher on Wall Street today, with the Dow gaining more than 220 points and the Nasdaq growing by more than 125. That's Your Money Now.
Peer opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The TGL presented by SoFi Playoff Field is set, and there's a battle for the SoFi Cup. On Monday, March 17th, you can see the number one seed Los Angeles Golf Club, led by Colin Morikawa, squaring off against the number four seed New York Golf Club, led by Xander Schauffele. And then on Tuesday, March 18th, we have Wyndham Clark leading the way for the number two seed, the Bay Golf Club, facing off against the number three seed Atlanta Drive Golf Club, featuring Justin Thomas and Patrick Cantlay. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 1045. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. A very interesting Supreme Court case, whether Mexico can be allowed to sue U.S. gun manufacturers for what they say are marketing and manufacturing processes that wind up breaking the law, leading to costs from guns used by, for example, drug gangs and cartels in Mexico. Very interesting case. We also talked with Representative Alex Andrade about what he and Senator Don Gates are doing to control home insurance rates in the state of Florida. Listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
537. Got my dancing shoes on here this afternoon. Ready for a big weekend. I'm happy because the weather is increasingly getting better for the weekend. And now we know that Saturday, the rain's going to hold off till the afternoon. And let's go ahead and be happy about that.
Yes.
And then Sunday's going to be a kind of an iffy day. And what they're saying, I was kind of consulting with Alan Strom from Channel 3, and basically he says could be hit and miss throughout the weekend, and which is fair.
Because
living here, you never can tell, so just be prepared for that. But overall, forecast has improved greatly for tomorrow's SBC Sunbelt Conference Fanfare Day, Saturday morning out there in the parking lot. Look for Austin's going to be out there.
I am.
And
all day.
Yeah, I'll be out there, and we'll a whole bunch of us from ADX will be over. Cat Country will be over there. ESPN will be over there. Just flooding the parking lot. But it's a lot of fun. We hope we invite you to join us tomorrow. Gets underway about, 9 o'clock or so? 9, 10 o'clock?
Probably, give or take, yeah.
Then we start bouncing the basketballs at 1. Mm-hmm. That's when all the kids get the basketballs. I think they got close to 1,000 kids lined up for this thing.
Really?
And you watch them banging into the arena. You got to go just for that. I mean, just for that. So, SBC. And then, of course, we're talking about the McGuire's run. And this is the interesting thing. I don't. You've been at these runs every year, too. So what I'm saying, every year that it kind of falls around St. Paddy's Day or whatever,
right?
The runners from McGuire's come around the SBC tournament. Mm-hmm. And so they get a great view of all the cheer squads going off, the bands going, and then you got the runners coming. Listen, it's a great free show. Come on out to the arena tomorrow morning. So grab the kids. Get yourself some basketballs and some freebies and stuff like that. It's a fun day. Don't worry about the rain tomorrow morning. It's going to happen. And we look forward to seeing you there.
100%. And, you know, I'm glad that you that you let us in with that, because you actually beautifully set us up for... Here's your top sports stories this hour. Sunbelt Conference. You mentioned this just a moment ago, Chris. The women's games for tonight are both concluded. We had Georgia State beating Old Dominion. That was a thriller. 65-62.
Yeah.
And we had Marshall more recently pulling away from App State 75-66.
App State didn't.
Oh, no, unfortunately not.
And this is the women's, right?
The women's side,
okay,
yes.
Okay, all right.
Now, as for the men's side, Marshall and App State and even Georgia State, their fates remain to be seen. With 8 minutes to go in the first half, Georgia State men's tied with the Marshall Thundering Herd at 19 apiece. At 7:30 tonight, we got Old Dominion and App State getting underway.
Yeah, we have a lot of ADXers running around here from App State, so
I'm gonna
put my hat on for App State here and pull for what do they call themselves? I know
the Mountaineers.
Well, what is WVU?
West Virginia Mountaineers.
So what is App State?
They're both the Mountaineers.
Oh, they're both the Mountaineers.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, it didn't register at first.
Dude, you should see the SEC. There's three teams in there called the Tigers. Missouri, yeah. Auburn, and LSU. Come
yeah,
on.
Now. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Totally. Speaking of the Tigers, Florida playing basketball tonight. SEC action.
Yes.
7:30 tip off on that game. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Real interesting on that side. Also, the Lakers defeated the Knicks in overtime. Shohei Ohtani will be out longer than expected. Dodgers fans are going crazy on this one. Jared Max has more with a Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
Doncic tried to shake him. Towns staying with him. Tough shot. Oh, Luka Doncic. That's a little magic right there. Towns was right with him. Doncic over Towns. Oh, my! Oh, Luka Doncic!
On TNT, the Lakers and the Knicks went to overtime in Los Angeles, where Luka Doncic scored the first 5 points of the extra session. Luka scored 32 for the Lakers. LeBron James added 31. Los Angeles extended its win streak to 8 games. Beat the Knicks in overtime 113-109. The Lakers are 9-2 since Doncic played his first game with the team after traded by Dallas. Luka added 12 assists and 8 rebounds for the Lakers, who also got 12 rebounds and 8 assists from LeBron James. Jalen Brunson scored 39 for New York, but Brunson left the game in overtime, limping after he twisted his ankle. While New York has the 5th-best record of the NBA, it has an 0-9 record this season against the 4 teams that have better records, the Cavaliers, Thunder, Celtics, and Lakers. Boston won for the 9th time in 11 games. Jason Tatum scored 35. Celtics beat the Sixers 123-105. Steph Curry scored 40. The Warriors beat the Nets in Brooklyn 121-119. Curry hit 7 3-pointers. Warriors wrapped up a 4-1 road trip. Kobe White scored a career-high 44 points for the Bulls, who beat the Magic in Orlando 125-123. Down 3 at halftime at New Orleans, the Rockets outscored the Pelicans by 15 in the second half to win 109-97. 22 points and 16 assists for Trae Young. The Hawks topped the Pacers 124-118. Since he underwent elbow surgery to repair a torn UCL after the 2023 season, Shohei Ohtani has not pitched in a game. The Dodgers had hoped he'd be ready for opening day, then it got pushed back to May. Now it appears it may be longer. Ohtani won't face any hitters until the Dodgers come back from their season-opening series in Tokyo against the Cubs March 18th and 19th. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Fox.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty, and UFC 313 set for Saturday night in Las Vegas. In the main event, light heavyweight champion Alex Pereira will look to make his 4th title defense when he takes on, bear with me here, Magomed Ankalaev.
Nobody knew that anyway, so that's okay.
In the co-main event, Justin Gaethje will fight Rafael Fiziev in the lightweight bout. UFC 313 starts at 9 p.m. from T-Mobile Arena.
Okay, another American Formula One team is officially added to the grid. Here's more from Fox Sports.
Over 4 years in the making, Cadillac's F1 team has been given official approval to race starting in the 2026 season. The team was originally proposed by the Andretti family, but got approval after Michael Andretti agreed to not have ownership, with his father Mario taking on the role as advisor and ambassador. It will be the 11th one on the grid and the 2nd American-owned team after Haas F1, owned by Gene Haas. The team, owned in part by General Motors, plans to build its engines at the Hendrick Motorsports facility in North Carolina, while the program will be run jointly at a facility being built in Indiana and a factory in England. But with an engine not ready for next year's season, Cadillac F1 plans to lease engines from Ferrari. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at our roads here, still got some backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, and a little bit lingering on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, though that should be breaking up sooner rather than later. As for the weather, it's 65 degrees, low of 61 this evening. We're going to start to see those slight rainfall chances bleed in late tonight, and your Saturday and Sunday are going to be decimated with them. That's kind of a bit of a strong word, but highs into 70s, lows at around the low 60s.
Okay, stretching it just a bit, are you?
Yes.
Just a bit, all right. You know, authorities still haven't caught this guy yet. A hefty reward offered to help U.S. officials find and arrest a former Olympian turned alleged drug trafficker and murderer. This is what movies are made of. This is a very strange story. Kristen Goodwin has more.
43-year-old Ryan Wedding, a former Olympic snowboarder from Canada, becoming the 535th fugitive to be added to the FBI's most wanted list.
Wedding went from being an elite athlete to running one of the most sophisticated drug trafficking networks
in North America.
Akil Davis, assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles field office, noting the network ships drugs, including cocaine, from Colombia through Mexico and into the U.S. and Canada.
Wedding and 15 other defendants are currently charged for their roles in this drug operation.
Wedding and others also accused of orchestrating multiple murders. The State Department offering a reward of up to $10 million for information leading to Wedding's arrest and or conviction. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
And the Justice Department putting three federal prosecutors in Manhattan on leave. ABC News reports that two of them investigated New York Mayor Eric Adams. The third prosecutor was put on leave reportedly had made a post about Elon Musk. Now, what that post entailed, I don't have a clue.
Okay, roughly 650 Marines and Army soldiers who were forced out of the military for refusing to get those darn COVID-19 vaccine shots have expressed interest in returning under an executive order from President Trump. The number represents 8% of the roughly 8,200 troops who had been discharged. So there's some interest here. Trump's offer of providing back pay might have been the factor in spurring more interest. the money was talking very loudly.
Most likely. And President Trump may start reciprocal tariffs as early as today, or at least that was the discussion earlier. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump said it's outrageous Canada slaps a 250% tariff on American dairy farmers. He added that a Canadian tariff in response to that and others against Mexico would start either today or Monday. Trump again said he doesn't want a trade war, but his tariffs are necessary to level the playing field with our trading partners.
547 News Radio 92.3 U.S. delegation going back over to Saudi Arabia next week in hopes of getting Ukraine talks back on track. Jared Halpern is at the White House this afternoon. Has more.
U.S. officials will meet with Ukrainian counterparts next week in Saudi Arabia, weeks after an Oval Office blow-up between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump.
I'm finding it more difficult, frankly, to deal with Ukraine. And they don't have the cards. They don't have the cards.
The president says it may be easier to get Russia to agree on a final settlement.
And Ukraine has to get on the ball and get a job done.
Still, President Trump warned on social media repeated bombings of Ukraine by Russia could lead to more sanctions and tariffs on Moscow. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yeah, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison denouncing a call for President Trump to pardon former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Of course, Derek Chauvin was sentenced to prison for the 2020 murder of George Floyd. Ellison says a decision by the president to release Chauvin would cause severe injury to Floyd's family, and he added that even if Trump pardons the former officer for his federal conviction, the state conviction would remain.
News Radio 92.3, my good friends over at ECUA doing some pretty darn good things and got a lot of good projects in order and online for us. Emerald Coast Utilities Authority working to replace miles of old sewer pipes across Escambia County. Now, currently, crews are working on seven projects that together will cost close to $6 million, including a project on Old Spanish Trail to Scenic Highway, where a 12-inch sewer main recently broke, and they're going to fix that sucker, I promise.
My goodness.
Here's today's health news.
All righty, looking here, keeping up with this measles thing, because this is something, especially in Texas and even New York, we've been hearing a lot about, but the measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico surpassing 200 cases. That's marking the largest outbreak in Texas in 30 years. As of March 7th, officials reported 198 cases in West Texas, with 30 additional ones in New Mexico's Lea County, which borders Gaines County. The outbreak has led to 23 hospitalizations, mostly involving unvaccinated children. Despite hospitals offering free testing and vaccinations, the outbreak highlights the challenges of controlling one of the most contagious viruses known to humans.
549 News Radio 92.3. Next week, the Florida-Alabama TPO, that's the Transportation and Planning Organization, is hosting public workshops on the 2050 long-range transportation plan. Tuesday, the folks will be over at the Gulf Breeze Community Center, then in Escambia County. Wednesday at the downtown Pensacola Library. Of course, that's down on Spring Street.
And, you know, when we get into health headlines, it's not just human health that we're concerned about, it's animal health as well. Butterflies are insect health, are disappearing from the U.S. at a worrying pace. According to a new study published in the journal Science, their total populations declined by over 20% between 2000 and 2020. The study's lead author said in a statement that the numbers should be a wake-up call.
If you ever wondered how they do that, how they take those surveys, and if I come to them and say, okay, what's your sample base? How would they substantiate that? How do you know?
That's a fair question.
I mean, Inquiry minds want to know, I guess. Okay, a man accused of attempting to kill President Trump at his golf club in Florida last September appeared in a federal courtroom this morning. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Ryan Ruth is the man federal agents say was discovered hiding in the shrubs at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, allegedly attempting to shoot then-candidate Donald Trump during a golf game. It was just months after the president survived being shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. Ruth was back in a federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida, where his defense attorney argues that federal prosecutors aren't turning over all their discovery material. But both sides agree they can be ready for a trial scheduled for this coming September. A second hearing is being conducted under wraps due to classified matters involved. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some business news trending around the U.S. of A. Details on those and more in just a couple minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee-owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet. Kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Business news.
Aren't you something? I mean, you're
yeah.
Just,
what do you got for me? Come on.
No. Expect an economic impact study about the future of property taxes in Florida. This is very interesting. Lawmakers have proposed a series of measures that would ask voters in 2026 to expand the homestead property tax exemption. Most lawmakers say a final proposal will certainly not happen this year.
All righty. We'll continue with the business news in just a moment. But right now it's time for
traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting the hang of this. Still got some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Hopefully that'll break down over the course of the next 10, 20 minutes. Still have some issues lingering as well on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 61 tonight. This weekend's going to be rainy, of course. We've been touching on that. Highs in the low 70s. But it will be getting cooler as we bleed into next week with Saturday's low being 63 and Sunday's being 51.
Conditions are improving throughout this weekend, so if you're thinking about doing the SBC, I hope to see you out there 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in the parking lot of the Bay Center for the Sun Belt Conference Fanfare Day,
yes.
Which is always a good time out there. So, but the conditions looking good for the morning portion. Towards Saturday afternoon could be a little bit different story, but just roll with it. Could hit pockets of rain, but just roll with it. It's going to be a good weekend. Elon Musk and Doge are now targeting Amtrak and the U.S. Postal Service in their latest effort to cut costs. Alexandria Hoff has more from Washington.
Elon Musk is suggesting something that's been suggested really for decades now, particularly when it comes to Amtrak, and that is to privatize it. He called America's rail system embarrassing compared to other countries. In response, Amtrak tells Fox that business performance is strong and that, quote, the train service we operate across our nationwide network, as mandated by law, is on track to reach operational profitability for the first time in history during this administration. So while Amtrak did achieve record ridership last year, losses were still $1.8 billion. Looking at the Postal Service data as well. $9.5 billion in the red last year. Late last month, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick floated the idea of combining USPS with his department. President Trump appears to be game.
Alrighty, and the NASDAQ planning to introduce 24-hour trading as demand grows globally for U.S. stocks. The plan needs regulatory approval along with coordination with other major players in the industry. It's expected the NASDAQ stock exchange will go to 24-hour trading during the week in the second half of next year.
Oh, good Lord. An American Airlines flight attendant pled guilty to secretly recording an underage girl in a plane bathroom. Sick puppy here. Jeff Manasso has more.
Estes Thompson III pleading guilty to two felony charges of sexual exploitation of children and possession of child pornography after an underage girl found a hidden iPhone recording her in the bathroom of her American Airlines flight in 2023. On the former flight attendant's iCloud accounts, investigators later found other instances of minors being recorded using the airplane's bathroom, for which Thompson and American Airlines are facing lawsuits. Thompson now also faces up to 20 years in prison when he's later sentenced, and up to $500,000 in fines. He also has to register as a sex offender. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Do you think behind bars is a thing for him, or does he need to get into a place that he can get some mental help? Because he's a sick puppy.
I think you and I have discussed this before. I think if you actually make the effort of being open and saying, I need help, I'm not well, you know, I can maybe somewhat slightly sympathize with you. But if you're just leaning into it, bro, embracing that lifestyle, no, I don't feel sorry for you.
All right, 558, News Radio 92.3, Christians worldwide observing the beginning of Lent, with many making personal sacrifices through Easter Sunday. I've made mine. Probably break them next week, but I'm going for it. Hollywood actor Chris Pratt telling Fox and Friends that he and his family will be observing Lent this year, and he's already chosen what he's going to sacrifice.
I like sugar, and so I'll give that up. And then secondly, it's going to be kind of tough, but I'm going to give up social media through the course of the 40 days.
I gave that up about 5 years ago.
Both of those would be difficult for me. And the U.S. economy is approaching a detox period. That's according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who said on CNBC's Squawk Box that the U.S. is becoming too reliant in government spending. He said that as the Trump administration makes the changes it wants to, there will be a natural adjustment, and that the White House wants to make home buying more affordable by getting mortgage rates down.
Okay, you might know your password, but do you know where it is? I always lose the darn thing. Here's Eben Brown.
Password management apps help keep login information secured, allowing users to access them simply with shorter codes and biometrics. But third-party app 1Password now has a new method it hopes will allow users to find the location information they need in a hurry by tying the passwords to location. On its blog, 1Password shows how one's phone locator data can help users access passwords by simply being near the venue or the device. Perhaps you've walked into your favorite restaurant. 1Password brings up your loyalty and points account. If you walk near a door with a smart lock, it presents you the saved code. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, Sun Belt Conference men's and women's basketball championships continuing in the Bay Center. Men's games rolling tonight. Should be a lot of excitement. Come on back in about 15 minutes. More on 92.3. See you then.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.